for once. It's not a Twitter war or threats of sanctions which have one people group upset. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In a Middle Eastern country, people are frustrated with their government. In spite of their struggles, though, the spiritual hunger they face is being fed. The same could be said for children living as orphans in the North. Keep listening. We're going to help you find your place in these stories. First, a Twitter clash flared between American President Donald Trump and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani last week. Between all caps and threats of war, it's just another indicator of how far that relationship has plunged. When Trump offered Monday to meet Rouhani and discuss national relations, Iranian officials firmly rejected that offer. But things aren't all fine and dandy on Iran's home turf either. Iranian lawmakers have summoned Rouhani to explain why the nation's economy is in decline, even prior to U.S. sanctions. David with Heart for Iran says the Iranian people are just fed up.
They feel like as normal citizens are starving in the streets, that the government officials have all of the wealth, they have all of the money, and they're making trouble for them.
Through Mohabbat TV, Heart for Iran is broadcasting the hope of Christ into Iran, and they're finding great spiritual hunger.
These pressures can lead to people soul searching. People call us and they want to talk about the message of hope and the message of love in Jesus Christ that they're seeing on Mohabbat TV.
So Iranians need your love and prayer today.
As a body of Christ around the world, I want us all to pray for them. Pray for the people in Iran. They are coming to Christ and they're experiencing a new life in Christ, and this could just be the catalyst that makes that happen.
Next, heat waves in the UK, heavy rains in Japan, cyclones in the Middle East, and wildfires in Greece. Recently, extreme weather has been having a global impact, and now it's bringing tragedy to India. More than 500 people have lost their lives during India's monsoon season so far. Eric Morset of Mission India says that number is likely to grow.
We've had partners who have lost their homes, and obviously groceries and belongings. Those things have been lost, and in some cases, we've had to temporarily pause some of our programs. Just for the safety of our partners and those attending.
Millions of families are feeling the financial, physical, and emotional impact of the floods. In other words, India needs your prayer.
Just be praying that this weather would subside, that the programs would get back to normal, and that our partners, wherever they can come alongside these families and help assist as they restructure their lives in many ways.
It's not just about helping with physical crises. Morshead says the church has a responsibility to provide spiritual healing, too.
When there's a big disaster of any sort, people, I believe, are far more receptive to the gospel and what you want to share. They're looking for hope. They're trying to cling to something and someone.
Pray for recovery for these families affected by the floods and ask God to use partners to share the ultimate hope of Christ. An orphan ministry in Russia is not a task to take lightly. Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock says some kids have even watched as one parent murdered the other. They've been traumatized and left unwanted.
So what you have to do when you're working with the kids is not only tell them about a hope that is unshakable, not only tell them about the amazing truth of the amazing grace of God, not only tell them that life on earth is hard, but there is a future hope that is unshakable, but actually show it to them.
Through SGA's Orphans Reborn program, churches receive funds to visit orphans, provide aid, and above all, to teach about the hope of Christ. But it's their consistency which drives that message home.
But you're talking about a 10 to 15-year investment in a life. This is not a seven-step discipleship plan that you work through and the kids are fine. They've seen horrendous things. And what you want to do is move a heart that has known only heartbreak to a heart that knows only the love of Jesus.
Pray for SGA-supported churches' continued ministry to these kids and ask God to heal the brokenhearted and lead you in how to do the same. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations that helps folks discover who they are in Christ. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.